Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Are you pointing to me like you want me to do something right now? Because I thought you were just kicking this off.
I am going to kick this one off. So, since the last podcast, what have you learned about yourself? All right, so let's talk about this topic today. So we're going to, Karen and I are going to see how this one's going to roll out, right? So
we might delete this.
We may. We'll have to see. So a few things that I have learned recently, maybe I knew it, maybe I didn't, is that there are some statements that white people make that are offensive to the black community or it tends to minimize what's happening. So one of them is when white people say, I'm colorblind. Because the truth is that we should see color because there's people of color. Their color exists. And my understanding is that if white people say, I'm colorblind, what we're doing is we are trying to erase sort of the concept of we have a lot of different colors that make up this world. So the interesting thing, Kara, that I thought would be good to talk about is how being a white woman, being 53, I have had many, 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 many different ways that color has been a part of my life. There's been a lot of influence. There's been a lot of images. There's been a lot of thoughts by other people, and it comes from TV shows, movies, advocates, the church, like all sorts of different experiences. And I guess let me back it up just a moment. So the other day, somebody had said to me, we're having a discussion about everything that's going on in the world. And somebody said to me, but hasn't most of the images that you've seen about black people involve some kind of violence or crime? And I said, no, like very little has when I look at the totality of everything that I've experienced. And it got me thinking to start to write a list of everything that has shaped, that has been a part of my life that I have rejected or accepted, whether I agree with it or I don't agree with it, that has come into my world of being. To see what does color and race mean to me being a 53-year-old woman.
So, excuse me, Jen, that kind of just makes me think of this statement, it's not what you look at, it's what you see, right? And it's about the awareness of who you are. And you know, even to tie this in a little bit to what we talked about in our last podcast about you are about equality, you're about optimism, and you're about hope. It's almost about seeing, are you seeing the glass kind of half empty or are you seeing the glass kind of half full? Like, what are you actually looking at? Because it seems to me like what you just said was you were exposed to a lot growing up and it wasn't about something that was technically like bad.
No, but I think we all have been, right? So it's a yes and care. Because this isn't, I don't want this to be about what we focus on. What I am talking about is that we all have been exposed to our entire life. So you think about statements that you would hear, whether you heard it from Barack Obama or you heard it from your grandmother. You look at your influences, the TV shows that you watch, the characters that were there, your friends that you maybe had in high school or grammar school, or maybe the fact that you were in an all-white environment. Like, there's so many, the little rascals have influenced the way we see things. Dr. Seuss and the Cat in the Hat. Like, there are so many things that we don't even know what we knew and what we're getting exposed to. And I guess what I'm saying is that what happens is that through all this exposure, so when the person said to me, do you just see black people in crime? That is such a limited view. And that may be what was on the news, but we have so many other things that have influenced and shaped the way that we see the world. And I guess it comes into the unconscious bias, right? So we take all these messages or our perceptions, or we attach meaning to different things, and then that becomes things that we don't even know, and we're not even aware of how it's influenced us. So when I make this list of these influences, good, bad, indifferent, different things that I've experienced, it helps to sort of shape, it gives more context to some of the things that come up for me, right? It gives a little more context to why I may do things that I don't even realize that I do.
Yeah, and I think that the key here is we all have unconscious bias. Right, we all, it's part of being human, but we have to acknowledge the fact that we had it. It's not well, oh my gosh, I don't have it. Like, we just do, and that's why it's unconscious. And the only way we can change it is to make it conscious and to actually tackle it that way. Because once you get it from unconscious to conscious, then you can do something about it. Because we've said this again and again. We don't know what we don't know, but then when we know it, right, as long as we can educate ourselves, as long as we can create the awareness, then we can see it and then we can do something about it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So on my list of influences would be a book, and I can't remember the name of it, and we'll just put it in the, we'll put it in the show notes so that people can reference it. But it was a great book, and it also talked a lot about the way that people behave around black people. And so I'd read the book and I'm like, wow, that's so interesting. Do I do that? Do I have that? Does that show up for me? And then what, all of a sudden that unconscious part starts to become conscious, right? So let's just say it's that you pull your purse closer to you if you're passing somebody on the street. And then it's easy to say, I would never do that. But then I'm reading that book to see how prevalent it is. And then all of a sudden I start paying attention, and you know what? Sometimes I pull my purse closer to me, right? So all of a sudden that unconscious is now becoming conscious. And then I start to ask myself the question, and I'm like, why did I just do that? What's the driver? Is it because of ingrained something or another that came from this list of influences? Or is it because the situation called for it? And I'll guarantee that the situation didn't call for it. So all of a sudden I have to sit with the uncomfortableness of that moment to say, holy shit, there it is. But the coolest thing about it is that I get to say, what do I want to do about with that? How do I want to dismantle that belief? How do I now, I can never deny it because it's no longer unconscious. So what do I do with it? So I'm just sort of, I think it's such an interesting thing that we so often look outward at what other people are doing and what other people believe. And for me, making a list of all of these influences, catching myself do things without even thinking about them so I can start thinking about them.
So I think right there, Jen, I think what it is we have to monitor our own behavior.
Yep.
And we have to have the awareness around monitoring our own behavior, because if we don't monitor it, we're going to go to that responsibility thing. It's nobody else's responsibility to monitor my behavior. I need to monitor my behavior. And I need to say, okay, great. Am I objective here? Or is this about unconscious bias? So being able to say, am I truly being objective? Or did some kind of unconscious bias come in? And if it did, what is it? And now what do I want to do about it?
Love it. I gotta tell you, it's tough times right now, and this is the opportunity to really learn a lot about yourself.
And you know what? And also, Jen, I think based on right there is learn a lot about yourself, but also learn a lot about other people. And I think that a big piece of this too is this, I feel like this is a great time to actually expand your kind of circles, right? Your social mm-hmm. circles. And I think it's time to like, don't kind of just talk to the same people all the time. Like get different perspectives, you know, listen to other people, get out of your own comfort zone with who you're having discussions with.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the person who asked me the question that got me thinking about all of this is somebody in my circle that we have a lot of different views about different things with. And I loved that question because it allowed me to think about things differently. So I agree, Kara. It's about go find other people to talk to, approach with curiosity, listen, learn, and apply.
Hell yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.